Carolyn Don Johnson on Q Country and one day closer to you. 6:49, breakfast with Barks on our way to a high of 24 today. Sun and cloud mix, chance of a late day thunderstorm. Currently, it is 12 degrees. It is Tuesday. Hello, Fred Patterson from CanadianThinker.com.
Hey, Barks. Good to be with you again.
Well, my friend, last night I was talking to my buddy Jim Atkinson, who lives in beautiful Barrie, Ontario, and I was talking to him because his son is part of the group that is catering the G20 in Ontario, and he has told me his son has been, quote, locked down up at Deerhurst Resort in Muskoka for about 3 weeks, as every day they have to feed 5,000 security. 5,000!
Yeah, it's really crazy what's overtaking this part of the country, our $1 billion party for all the world leaders, and you have to wonder, at the end of the day, will anything be accomplished? My answer is no. It's a lot of posturing, and it's a big issue in this part of the country, and that's just an example. You just gave us an example of what's taking place.
And, of course, to put it into Alberta terms, it would be like if we closed the Trans-Canada and the number 2, which runs from the Montana border up through Edmonton. All the major highways, when these world leaders are moving, are going to be completely shut down, right? And you're saying that people can work from home Thursday and Friday?
Well, there's all kinds of measures that have been taken. I mean, we're way beyond complaining about it. Now it's just, how do you react to what is going to happen, the inevitable? And as you know, the Toronto Blue Jays have been moved out of town. A weekend series with Philadelphia has been moved to Philadelphia.
Which was Roy Halladay returning, which would have been a big sale.
Yeah, theaters are going to be closed, and businesses are going to be closed, and stuff has been removed from the streets, like sapling trees that were planted not long ago because they might be used as projectiles by the inevitable protesting that's going to take place. Airspace over the city is going to be cleared. You know the city from the airport down the 427 into the city. All those routes will be shut off when the leaders arrive and are motorcaded down into the city. Thursday and Friday, a lot of businesses have now told their employees to stay home and work out of the house for those 2 days because it's just going to be absolutely chaotic. I expected more complaining from the business end of it because, you know, a lot of businesses are going to be affected because this city's pretty well going to be shut down for 2 days.
And we're talking millions and millions and millions of people.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's backdoor deals to pay them off or what, but believe me, I'm going to be a good 150 miles away from it all, and a lot of people have taken that attitude as well. They've booked a couple of days' holidays and thought, okay, let's go camping.
Let's run away.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, too, Muskoka is a huge cottage area. What if people are up at their cottage? Do they have to stay, quote, on the compound while they're up at Deerhurst?
Well, see, it's smaller there. That's the G8 summit.
Okay,
summit, that's going to take place, I think, just on the Thursday.
And they're only up for 1 day. I think they're up for 1 night and they come back.
Yeah, it's not going to be that intrusive. It's the city, the major city, Toronto, that's going to be most affected. But it'll be interesting to see. Again, now that they've made the decision to do this and it's going to happen on television, I'm looking forward to watching it unfold on television just to see how all their planned systems work. I mean, is it going to come off of like clockwork, or is there going to be major problems? And, you know, in the back of your mind, you're always wondering, is there going to be a protest maybe that gets out of hand or an incident? So it's intriguing from that standpoint. Of course, you hope everything goes well, but you never know. And I'll keep an eye to the television, even aerial views, to see the motorcades and just to see how the city's been transformed for this situation will be interesting to watch.
Personally, I think you should invite Obama and Harper over to the Tiki Bar for a cold one and one of your famous barbecues.
I'd love to.
Wouldn't that be great? Barack, come and play 18 with me, and let's go have a beer afterwards.
You know, Barks, that's something I would love to do. I would love to sit with our prime minister for an hour and talk to him, and needless to say, Obama, who has now become a bigger-than-life historic figure, that would be great as well. But, I find all these men very fascinating. It's a special breed that want to throw themselves into those situations.
Yeah, well, our barbecue question this week, see, that was a segue from you having a barbecue with those guys, talking about our barbecue tip. A lot of stores right now are carrying different types of wood chips to throw into your grill. Do you have a favorite? I'm a mesquite and hickory type of guy. What about you?
Yeah, because that's the traditional. Sometimes you get some of those other flavors, and I don't like what it does to the food. It's almost perfumey, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, mesquite and hickory. Not that I use them a lot anyway, because I just don't really think of it that often, but from time to time, if I do, it's usually even just like hickory. Mesquite is on the outside.
I always use mesquite for when it's like a fajita type of meat, like a skirt steak. It's got that good Southwest flavor to it. But again,
mm-hmm.
you know, grilling is so much fun, especially this time of year. And I know when you're 150 miles away from the world leaders, you'll be having a good barbecue and just relax with a cold one.
Yeah, you know what they say, a good cut of meat barbecued the proper way doesn't need anything. And not that I can pull that off, but it is true.
It's like sacrilegious out here to order anything above medium rare. If you order a tenderloin well done, they kind of come out with an AK-47 at you.
Well, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Because that's not the way they should be eaten. No, you need a pool of blood in your plate. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it's going to be Calgary Stampede time soon, my friend, and that is where the annual Cowtown Beef Jerky comes out. We'll talk about that next week, because I'm going to send you a sample before next week so you can try it and review it on the air. How does that work for you?
Oh, Barks, I'd love that. Beef jerky? I love beef jerky.
Okay, my friend, consider it done. We'll see you next week.
Okay, loving you, Barks.